swallow picked out the great ruby from the prince's sword and flew away with it in his beak over the roofs of the town. He passed by the palace and heard the sound of dancing. A beautiful girl came out on the balcony with her lover. How wonderful the stars are, and how wonderful is the power of love.
I hope my dress will be ready in time for the state ball. I have ordered passion flowers to be embroidered on it, but the seamstresses are so lazy.
He passed over the river and saw the lanterns hanging to the masts of the ships. At last he came to the poorhouse and looked in. The boy was tossing feverishly on his bed, and the mother had fallen asleep. She was so tired. In he hopped and laid the great ruby on the table beside the woman's thimble. Then the swallow flew back to the happy prince and told him what he had done.
It is curious, but I feel quite warm now, although it is so cold.
That's because you have done a good action. And the little swallow began to think, and then he fell asleep. Thinking always made him sleepy. When day broke, he flew down to the river and had a bath.
Tonight, I go to Egypt.
The swallow was in high spirits at the prospect. When the moon rose, he flew back to the happy prince.
Have you any commissions for Egypt? I'm just starting.
Swallow, will you not stay with me one night longer?
I am waited for in Egypt.
Swallow, swallow, little swallow. Far away across the city, I see a young man in a garret. He is leaning over a desk covered with papers. Trying to finish a play for the director of the theater, but it's too cold to write anymore. There is no fire in the grate. Hunger has made him faint.
I will wait with you one night longer. Shall I take him another ruby?
Alas, I have no ruby now. My eyes are all that I have left. They are made of rare sapphires which were brought out of India 1,000 years ago. Pluck out one of them and take it to him. He will sell it to the jeweler. Buy firewood, finish his play.
Dear prince, I cannot do that.
Swallow, swallow, little swallow, do as I command you.
So the swallow plucked out the prince's eye and flew away to the student's garret. It was easy enough to get in, as there was a hole in the roof. Through this he darted and came into the room. The young man had his head buried in his hands, so he did not hear the flutter of the bird's wings. When he looked up, he found the beautiful sapphire.
I am beginning to be appreciated. This is from some great admirer. Now I can finish my play.
The next night, the swallow flew back to the happy prince.
I have come to bid you goodbye.
Swallow, swallow, little swallow. Will you not stay with me?